Good morning. It's 4:01 a.m. This is 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I'm Howie Charlin. This is Misinformation, and let's get it today. I don't really know what else to say, but we have a great show for you today. Start off your morning good with some. Start off your morning well. Sorry, I'm trying to work on my grammar. And yeah, anyone listening out there? Let's get it. Let's see what we have here. A couple things I want to say before, as we start off the show. Shout out to the boy Adam Elk for helping out some music recommendations. We got some mommy heads up next. What else I have to say? And yeah, let's get into it real quick. We got some sports update. We got World Chess. We got the candidates FIDE candidates tournament. We have so far 7 of 8 qualifiers to play Magnus Carlsen in the 2022 World Chess Championship. We got Jan Nepomniachtchi, Timur Rajabov, Jan Krzysztof Duda. Karjakin got banned, so Mans is not gonna, has no chance in competing against Magnus Carlsen. Say what you want about the controversy. I don't know, at Misinformation, we take an official policy that anyone getting banned for their beliefs is automatically a bad thing, okay? Then we got Faruja, Caruana, Nakamura, Rapport, and we have one more candidate spot open. Dingley Wren poised to take it up. He has to play like 20 more games by the time May ends if he wants a shot at challenging Magnus Carlsen in the next World Chess Championship. Yeah, right now he has the highest rating. FIDE making a special exception to the rules after Karjakin, not allowed to play for his comments on Russia. But, yeah, we'll see. He's at like 20—Dingley Wren's at like 2780s, 2790s something. He's first. If he cannot play the 30 games by May, then the next highest-rated player who qualifies is Levan Aronyan, and followed by that, Wesley So. So we'll see. Should be an interesting spring as professional chess continues to develop. I'll keep my ear on the door, let you know, so you're all updated. And, yeah, should be a great, great few months of professional chess we have ahead of us. Next up, we have Last Silver Dollar by the Mommy Heads. I'll see you guys. Come back in a little bit for PSA, a little more sports talk, and we'll get this day started off amazing.
Behind our backs.
All right, everyone, we got a special call today. Viewer from all the way from the University of Florida in Gainesville. Lucky to introduce the WMFO family to my dear friend, Jake Quantrum. Jake, what's going on?
Not much, just on the grind.
Woke up
at 4 o'clock to start my fun day.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lie. I actually have just been awake this entire time because I still haven't ended my fun day.
Okay.
But I wanted to seem like I had everything in order in my life. Everything. Waking up early.
Speaking of, so Jake, we're going to take you a little tangent here. Speaking of in order, having all of our ducks in a row, two big-time authorities on the Miami sports team, me, myself, Howie Charlin, and Jake Quantrum. Jake, I think we got a little. I think we got a little Miami sports. We got to talk about the Heat at the Raptors last night, 114-109. The Heat bringing home the dub. Kyle Lowry's homecoming game to Toronto. Max Strus, the clear distinguishing factor in the Heat, had an amazing game, has completely replaced Duncan Robinson. Jake, what do you think about that?
I just got three words for you. Strus is loose.
Strus, all right? Is loose.
We need to sell fucking... we need to offload Duncan Robinson while he still has value.
Sell Duncan Robinson.
Clear up the bench space. Get some more heads from the G League. All I'm going to say is Pat Riley knows what he's doing. All right? He knows who to get and when to get them. Who matches the Heat culture.
Yeah.
Who can really put in those minutes. Who can put... The thing about the Heat, the reason I think they're going to win... It's not about stats, all right? It's about how tough the players are. Oh. And I think that every single player on the Heat right now are the toughest in the NBA. Even freaking 6 foot Kyle Lowry, leader in the NBA for taking charges, because he will take those, all right?
He takes those, yeah. Interesting. Listen, I think a lot of teams should be scared when our backup option, our default option, is relying on Pat Riley to do his magic. You know, few people have ever said that method has stood the history, the test of time. That is for sure. That is for sure. Also, Jimmy Butler out, did not play last night. Listen,
was it because of his ankle?
I don't know. But he was there on the stand and on the bench. PJ wasn't there also. Huge defensive asset playing against the Raptors, who have two big guys. Siakam.
Our two best defenders.
Yes.
Being out, and we still held them to 109. That's pretty good, but we could do better. I don't like the idea of relying on a single person. That's also why I think the Heat are the best in the league, because they're good as a team. We don't need a superstar player. Like, the Nets, like, I still, you know, it really ticks me off when all these sports analyst pages and everything, they just, like, still hold them as, like, a top contender, because even though they have really bad records because of health and injury-related reasons. Like, if Kevin Durant gets injured, the Nets are, like, there's no chance they win anything in the playoffs or anything. I don't even think they have a playoff spot right now, so we might not even have to think about that.
Let's pull up the current NBA standings in the East. Much to no one's surprise, we have the Heat in first. Then we got all the way two games back, Boston Celtics. You know, I know we're broadcasting here from the greater Boston metro area, but...
Oh, that's tough. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, they've been going on a tear recently, but the word to still be decided is if they can keep it up in the playoffs. Historically, I don't know, Boston.
No.
The Celtics in spring hasn't been a force since Pierce, since Garnett, since Ray Allen, before we stole him, and he scored the best finals play, rebound bash, back out to Allen. I don't need to remind you guys. You guys know what's going on.
I remember exactly where I was. Where I was sitting on my grandma's carpet watching it while my dad was out. And I think that was honestly the best sports thing that I witnessed live.
Yes.
I'm really happy I watched that live.
Exactly. Moving on, you know, we could talk on all we want about the Heat, but I think we got to talk about the Dolphins. It's due time. Making some big offseason moves, as you all know. All right,
they offloaded Devontae Parker to the Patriots.
Yeah, to the Patriots. He just signed a multi-year deal. Listen, all right, we're building our new Legion of Zoom. We're building our new Legion of Zoom. We got Tyreek.
I really hope that Tyreek unlocks Tua's potential. All right. And we just got two massive O-line additions in the draft. I'm really excited.
Signing Armstead, great veteran offensive lineman. Here's who's everyone the Dolphins assigned. We got Armstead. We traded for Tyreek Hill. The re-signing of Emmanuel Ogba, great defensive end. Some say he's a successor to the greatness of Cameron Wake. I tend to be in that camp. Probably the scariest defensive end in league history, if we're being honest right now. A move not everyone's talking about because we got Tua at the helm, but Teddy Bridgewater signed, veteran quarterback. All right, he's had a pretty efficient NFL career, and I think that he probably will have. I don't know if having him as a backup
That's fine. Yeah, we need some veterans.
Exactly. Then we signed Chase Edmonds, running back, re-signing Mike Gesicki. I think behind Gronk, he's probably number two in the GOAT tight end candidate debate. And then we also have Raheem Mostert. We got the fastest team in the NFL, probably. I don't even need to fact check it because I just know that that's true. That's what we do here at Misinformation. Fact checking. If you start talking about fact checking, there's the door, okay? Exactly.
I agree completely. It's about feeling. It's about gut feeling most with sports, all right? You don't have to fact check.
Exactly. Moving on from the Dolphins, quick little update. You know, me and Jake aren't the biggest hockey fans. Panthers, though, number two in the NHL, beating the Sabres yesterday 5-3. They're at the top at 102 points of I actually don't even know what the conference names are, but whatever conference they're in, they're number one. Then we got the Avalanche with 104 points at the top of their conference.
Like, where are the Panthers situated? Because at UF here, like literally everyone's a Lightning fan.
Yeah, for those who don't know, UF, referring to the University of Florida, go Gators. And I think
top five university, public university. Let's go.
That goes without saying, obviously. People want to shit on... People want to knock on Florida. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Alex
it's
MIT, friend. Did I tell you about that?
It's 4:27 in the morning. Sometimes we let a little something slip. Not professional. And WMFO apologizes for that. But...
we're not a representation of the...
Just move on. All right, Jake. I think we sufficiently rounded up the sports. Now we're going to move on to a little segment we like to call How Informed Are You? Actually, I just came up with that name. Well, it's a working title.
Like
it's a working title. Working title. All right, Jake.
Listen, I like to think I'm informed, but...
All right, to be honest, it's a working title because it's a little misleading, but we got some questions. Jake Quantrum, when was the last time you showered?
Earlier today.
You sure about that?
I'm 112% sure about that.
All right. I'd be going against show policy if I decided to fact check that. So, next question. What was the last thing that made you happy, Jake?
Last thing that made me happy? This call.
Before that?
Probably finishing my research essay because I can breathe now. I feel. Can breathe a lot more.
What was the essay about?
The essay is about... it's really stupid. I mean, it's an English course, but it's like a research, like a science experiment. Like, you know how like you look up like a peer-reviewed article and it's like has the abstract and everything. We had to write one of those, and we had to conduct an experiment. And so I did mine about how fast coffee evaporates compared to water and like milk and other things.
And what so, yeah, and research is in what do we have to say about the evaporation rate of coffee?
Well, I initially thought that coffee would be like black coffee would evaporate faster. You know what? I'm gonna be honest. I didn't actually do the experiment. I just think fake results.
Listen, in true misinformation style, we do not fact check.
So I just like did a thing, it's good content for the. It's good, so I can say like, oh, I initially thought blah blah blah, but in actuality, blah 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 happened, like stuff like that.
Exactly, exactly. Next question. Jake, what is a dream day for you?
A dream day?
Mm-hmm.
Can I say a setting?
Of course. Say however you want to answer that question, you answer that question, as long as you don't bring in facts or science.
Okay. picture this. Probably wake up early.
Mm.
9 o'clock. Get some, like, a delicious breakfast, nutritional, some fruit to, like, get the antioxidants, a cup of coffee, then you head to the beach, and you have a virgin margarita and or non-alcoholic beverage.
Yes.
And just chill with all my pals.
With the pals.
And just sit in the sun. Listen to some good ass music. Oh, good music. Have a great time. And then at night, just, you know what?
We can skip the night. We can skip the night part.
Yeah, you know what? Night doesn't, like, go to bed early at like 8.
Go to bed early at 8. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Next question.
Don't fact check that.
Next question. What's one thing you're hypocritical about?
One thing I'm hypocritical about is, this is tough because, like, I used to be very hypocritical. And so, like, one of my goals is, like, to, like, become less, be less of a hypocrite. But what I used to be is, like, I just used to be, like, very, like, know-it-all-y, like, trying to prove that, like, I know things. And that was, like, one of the biggest things I hated about other people. But, like, since then, I've, like, just noticed, like, it's you don't have to, like, prove anything to anyone. You know, like, I enjoy knowledge now. For knowledge's sake, not to like show people that I'm knowledgeable, I guess. Mm. But like right now, let me think what I'm hypocritical about. Probably cleanliness in my shared apartment.
Jake, we'll let you simmer on that, how you're going to continue to answer that. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 4:32. We have a quick PSA, and then we'll get right back into the questioning with Jake. This public service announcement comes from BostonScienceLectures.com. If you're interested in science and engineering lectures in the Boston area, there's one great website to keep you up to date. That's BostonScienceLectures.com. Each week, journalist and author Fred Hapgood monitors more than 420. Different organizations in the Boston area to keep you informed about interesting scientific, engineering, and other nerdly events. Most of them cost nothing to attend. Some even give away free food as part of the event. So check out BostonScienceLectures.com. This public service message has been sponsored by your lecture-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And now we're getting back into it. Jake. What one thing you're hypocritical about? Cleanliness. What else you got to say about
that? Yeah. All right. Well, like, one of my roommates who you've met is not the cleanest. And so I come back to UF after a weekend in Miami, and the whole like there's food everywhere, like it's just literally disgusting, and it smells horrid. And so I'm like, oh my god, what is this smell? Like, this is so bad and stuff. And then, but like there's food everywhere, and like none of it's mine. All right. And then like a day later, he's like, oh, like Jake, the smell is coming from this food that you left in the trash this entire time. And I'm like, all right, like I guess, but like that, like the trash, like you haven't taken out the trash like in like a couple weeks. Like I'm sorry, but yeah, basically that. And also the bathroom's kind of gross. But I get ticked off with cleanliness.
Well, moving on.
I'm not the cleanest person myself.
Yeah. Wish cleanliness. Everyone wishes they could get it. I actually can't come up with a clever line, but something everyone wants it. Nobody wants it.
Don't hurt yourself.
Yeah. Try not to strain my brain too hard right now at 4:35. Last question of our segment, which I already forgot the name, I dubbed working title at the beginning, but
informed.
What was it? How informed are you?
It's like how be informed.
Something like that. Last question, habit you started that has helped you, / habit you want to start or habit you want to get back on, Jake?
I stopped working out for the last 3 weeks because of school, and I literally told myself after Tuesday, I'm back on the grind.
And? We'll see what happens.
What do you mean?
This Tuesday?
Yeah, well, this Tuesday. This Tuesday, I'm going to start working out again and eat healthier.
Healthier how?
Well, on a college student's budget, I usually just eat fast food. When on weekends, since my frat doesn't provide food on weekends.
Yeah, how's the frat? How's frat life? For those, you want to introduce the frat? Give a little shout out.
I want to shout out Florida Alpha, Phi Delta Theta, Alpha Stays. Yeah, it's really fun. A lot of things happening now after spring break. We have a lot of fun things planned ahead. All my friends gave me a warm welcome after coming back. And
yeah, coming back from where? Where were you? March 25th to 27th, or was 24th to 26th?
I visited Miami to attend the Ultra 2022, and honestly, I thought it was much more fun than I was expecting.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Ultra, giant electric music festival in Miami every year. They have different festivals all across the world. I know they have one in Croatia, probably a bunch of other ones. And what were some highlights?
Highlights, literally, Kygo. Kygo surprised me the most because he's usually a very chill, laid back artist. And so we were like expecting like a chill, laid back thing, but he pulled out all the guns and presentation and everything. There was fire, it was electric. 50 Cent came onto the stage, started performing his songs. I don't know why, but it was electric and it was sick. And then there were like drones spelling out stuff in the sky. And that was insane. And then second highlight has got to be Hardwell. He was a mystery guest. Like, his name was blurred out, but like everyone assumed it was him, and I like Hardwell a lot.
For those who want to get into the electric dance music scene, trying to move their body, trying to pump up their minds, get into a state of shared hypnosis with the crowd. Who do you recommend?
Who do I recommend to, like, enter it?
Entry-level EDM artist of the 2020s.
Entry-level, you guys have definitely heard them before, Swedish House Mafia. It's fellow friend Nico Valls, favorite artist ever. They're performing at Ultra 2023, and they have a lot of classics under their belt. It's a trio of three greats, Axwell, Ingrosso, and Steve Angelo. So any of them, start listening to them. And they're good entry level.
All right. Well, we got ourselves an answer. Jake, thank you for joining us this morning on How Informed Are You? / Misinformation / Fact Checking, blah, 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 blah. The least objective news radio source you have in the greater Boston area. Additionally, Misinformed is the first all-male radio show here in the greater Boston area, made by males for everybody, actually. We like to keep it inclusive in 2022.
That doesn't sound inclusive, just that entire description of it.
Well, we like to keep it inclusive, so whoever wants to listen, whoever wants to call in, the number is always available, 855-915-9636. Jake, thank you for talking to us.
Yeah, Ben, anytime. I'll be here next week.
Be here next
maybe,
week.
Possibly.
All right, sir. Enjoy yourself. Wish you good luck. Love you. And have a great rest of your week.
All right. Love you. And I love the channel. And hope you the best.
Thank you. Thank you. And next up, we got Saint Motel Move. Let's get our body moving. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This is Misinformation. I'm your host, Howie Sharlin.
Toes look alive. You get pulled you in on a metal cart. They looked at the ground when they read your chart. The words of wisdom that they could impart. You were born with a speaker instead of a heart. So they pulled the plug and they walked away. They hung you up on display in the wing of the bazaar and the unexplained. They didn't even bother to give you a name. You hang up there with Picasso and Dali, showing you all human folly. Punching holes in our paradigms, disobeying space and time, until you feel a spark down in your speaker, the beating blood of human nature. Watching your fingers slowly unfurl as you strum a chord in the song that could save this world. After the tourists have all gone home, after they disinfect headphones, after the gift shop has turned off its lights and those big wooden doors are locked for the night, you roam through the corridors singing your songs, hitting all the notes on the top of your lungs, pouring out your love, reveling in your pain. In the wing of the bizarre and the unexplained. You hang up there with Picasso and Dali, showing you our human folly. Punching holes in our paradigms, disobeying space and time, until you feel a spark down in your speaker, the beating blood of human nature. Watching all your fingers slowly unfurl as you strum a chord in the song that could change this world. We're always attracted to the shiny things, the hollow promise of love that they would bring. I see myself in you, though we're worlds apart. Deaf and dumb and born with a speaker heart.
And this is 91.5 WMFO in Medford, everyone, as we start to wrap up the show. I just want to leave you with a quote today, quote of the day by Aaron Lauritsen. There's strange comfort in knowing that no matter what happens today, the sun will rise again tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring that energy into this week. We don't know what's going to happen. We never do. Doesn't matter. All things considered, we're going to keep doing our best, shining our light, seeing how many people we can light up. And let's try and do the most good we can this week. Not such a easy task, rather tall task, but I got a lot of confidence in everyone, all you guys listening. You're up at 4:58 on a Monday. Shout out you guys. Let's get this week. Let's grab it by the cojones, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening. I leave you with my favorite song to get me hyped, to get me some energy through this week. And enjoy yourself, guys. Stay misinformed and stay away from facts.
Era cômodo, incômodo, sujo como dragão de cômodo, úmido, eu, homem da casa aos 6 anos, mofo no canto, todo TV engordo, pronto pro lodo, tímido, porra, somos reis, mano, olhos são eletrodo, sério, topo, trombo, corvos, num cemitério de sonhos, graças a leis, planos, troco de jogo, vendo, roubo, pus a cabeça, prêmio, ingênuo, colhi sorrisos e falei, vamos, é um novo tempo, momento, pro novo ao sabor do vento, eu me movo pelo solo, onde reinamos, fundo, pontos finais da dor, como Doril, a dor, somos a luz do Senhor e pode crer, tamo construindo, suponho não. Creio medo, a mão em meio à escuridão. Pronto, aceitamos nosso sorriso sereno. Hoje é o veneno pra quem trouxe tanto ódio pra onde deitamos.
Jesus, toma fim de onde eu sou. Às vezes não tem motivos pra seguir.
Então levanta e anda, vai, levanta e anda, vai, levanta e anda.
Mas